ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands government is eyeing off several mining projects in a bid to boost its economy that, like so many, is struggling because of COVID-19. But conservation groups are raising concerns over plans for nickel mining in an area that's less than 70 kilometres away from one of the country's most well-known protected areas, as it's a nesting ground for endangered leatherback turtles. The national government, however, says proper procedures will be followed before any mining licence is granted. From Solomon Islands, here's reporter Evan Wasuka.
On the island of Wagina in Solomon Islands Northwest, community members rely on seaweed farming as their main source of income. But plans for a nickel mine 40 kilometres away on the island of Choiseul has people like Samho Piripo worried about what it could mean for her island community.
The current goes up and down on that passage. Comes to us at Wagina, goes to Anabon and Kia, and back again. The current will bring all that debris, and all that pollution will come down to all the seaweed farms, and that's our main livelihood, the seaweed farming.
Miss Piripo is a member of Kawaki, a network of women that have come together to help promote conservation on nearby Anabon Islands. They're a major birthing site for endangered leatherback turtles, and conservationists say any pollution from the mine could affect wildlife there. But Ms. Piripo says they're worried about the impact on people too. She has group members who live close to the proposed site.
And the flood already damaged me.
So that area where they will be doing mining, it's the area which is prone to flooding because of heavy logging. This mining will just add to the runoff there. And when there's lots of rain.
Nickel prospecting has been taking place on the northeastern tip of Choiseul for more than a decade now. The Japanese multinational Sumitomo had plans for a major nickel operation there, but a costly six-year legal battle with Australian miner Axiom over mining rights in nearby Isabel province saw Sumitomo leave Solomon Islands in 2017. A year later, Solomon Islands Mining, a company owned by Filipino businessman Johnny Sai, was awarded a prospecting license there. While no mining license has been issued, there's been a renewed focus from the national government.
The government is struggling with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The government is eyeing the minerals sector to be part of the salvaging package going forward to keep the economy afloat.
Dr. Christopher Vehe is the permanent secretary for the Ministry of Mines.
There are three companies that were supposed to be, they have an existing or current prospecting license, which the government wishes to elevate to mining lease and a license level. But to date, the processes are yet to be fulfilled. And so, there hasn't been any mining license issued.
The ABC understands that Solomon Mining is among the top contenders for a license. An oversight committee has been set up to assist companies get their mining applications to the Mines and Minerals Board. Critics, though, are worried the process is being fast-tracked and important steps missed out. But Mr. Vehe says that's not the case, with strict requirements for social and environmental studies needed before a mining license can be granted.
The government is also conscious of the fact that all due processes will be adhered to before any issuance of any mining leases of that sort.
On the ground, Samho Piribo is calling on her Kawaki network to campaign against mining.
Group Lomiholabai do a lot of formal and informal.
Our group will do a lot of informal and formal awareness with our people. We will alert women on how they will be impacted by this mining, not only on Wagina, but on the mainland, because we're right next door. We go up and down this passage. We women should be more conscious and caring if anything happens and comes to damage our land and our sea.
Samo Birabo, a member of Kawaki, a women's conservation group in the Solomon Islands, ending that report from Evan Wasuka in Honiara. And we put the question on our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page about how you felt about a mining project being in close proximity to a marine park. Purina from Honiara says, in capitals, say no to mining. She says marine resources need to be protected as it's more important than money matters. She says we can still survive without money. Dawny says mining shouldn't be allowed anywhere near marine parks. And then Belunde, Nicola and Karen have kept it simple with big no, nope and no. You too can join the conversation on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.